This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel faces a widening conflict as deadly violence continues across the West Bank, with airstrikes and bombings in Gaza and unprecedented unrest among Arabs and Jews inside the country. The West Bank clashes are described as among the most intense over two decades, and the Palestinian Health Ministry says overall fatalities from strikes on Gaza has risen to at least 126. Hamas, Islamists, and other Palestinian armed groups in the enclave have launched more than 2,000 rockets at Israel since Monday, killing at least 9 people. Air raid sirens have been heard wailing across the country throughout the week against the blast of the Israel missile defense system. Hamas vowed revenge after Israeli police clashes with Palestinians at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, igniting a week of conflict unlike any in Israel's recent history. A Lebanese man was shot and killed by Israeli troops on Friday after he and others protesting in support of Palestinians tried to cross a security fence on the border with Israel, according to Lebanon's state news agency, NNA. The Israeli military had earlier claimed the number of people in Lebanon had damaged the border fence, set fire to a field, then retreated after Israeli tanks fired warning shots. A French court on Friday upheld a police ban on a pro-Palestinian demonstration planned for Saturday in Paris, but the organizers said that they were not canceling the march. Police fear a repeat of clashes during a similar protest in 2014 and worry about Jewish sites being attacked.